Thanks, Robbo. Happy to be here.
I see you've got a crook old schedule that you're running at the moment, mate. Must be great, though, to be back and doing what you love doing best, playing live.
Yeah, well, we're making up for lost time. As you know, we were locked up for a couple of years with a few little windows here and there, but it's all full steam ahead now and just flat out for the next couple of months.
So would one of the toughest jobs ahead of the shows be actually going through the songs and finding out which ones to leave out?
Well, no, it's, you know, we've got a limited amount of time. We play for, I don't know, an hour and a half or something. And so all the essentials are there, but I like to shake it up a bit. And lately, because it's Eagle Rock's 50th anniversary, Daddy Cool's 50th anniversary, we're sticking in a couple more of the old Daddy Cool songs, which makes it interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody has a good time.
Yes, I remember Apollo Stadium it was. I can't think exactly what year and probably don't really want to think what year it was. But when I saw Daddy Cool, and particularly then, I guess, with all the, you know, the prog rock and all of that sort of thing, I can still remember just going, what the hell is this all about? It was just fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, we were the antidote to prog rock.
yeah, and it worked very, very well. So from your catalogue, do you have any particular favourites still, or are they all a different meaning to you?
Well, from Daddy Cool, I'm very partial to Come Back Again. It's probably the simplest song I've ever written, but it's, I don't know, you can sort of do all kinds of things with it. Doesn't matter what you sing or play over the top, it still sounds good. So we quite often have a bit of a jam on that one. And in Mondo Rock, I think writing Cool World for Mondo Rock was a bit of a turning point for me because it sort of signaled that I was getting a bit more mature, you know.
Brilliant song, though, yeah. Cool World, just a brilliant song. Hey, you might be able to put to bed, whether it's an urban myth or not, that when you came up with the riff for Eagle Rock, you actually played it to a few people over a couple of days to say, have you heard this before? You sort of thought you may have subliminally picked it up. Any truth to that?
Yeah, it was one of those things that where I was going, this is really good, you know. And I just wanted to have some insurance. I was in England at the time, actually. I was over there for about 6 months and singing with a band, and I came up with the riff, and I was trying to teach myself to play finger-picking guitar a little bit better, and I'd already written a couple of songs using that method, and then I came up with, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it seemed too good to be true. And I already had the title as well. I'd seen a picture in a magazine in the Sunday Times, and it was these black people dancing in a juke joint, and it said they were doing the Eagle Rock. And I went, well, that's what this feels like, you know.
Yeah.
So we're doing the Eagle Rock.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. So tell me, looking back now that it is 50 years since Eagle Rock, what gave you the idea of Daddy Cool after Sons of a Vegetal Mother and the Pink Fink and all that sort of stuff? What gave you the impetus to say, let's do this?
Well, Sons of a Vegetal Mother were actually quite a large band that played underground dances, the TF Much Ballroom in Melbourne, and a couple of interstate gigs that we did. But all the four members of Daddy Cool were in that band, you know. And I said, hey, you know, we've done this experimental stuff now. How about we do some simple songs? You know, I was already kind of going down that track, and I had I discovered like doo-wop music that didn't really get heard much in Australia and old-time R&B. And I thought, let's play some of that as well as these songs I've written. And they were going, yeah, that's good. And we're really lucky because Ross Hannaford had a, you know, deep bass voice and I could sing falsetto. So we could do all of those doo-wop things. The other two guys sang as well. So we had four-part harmonies. And it was just a great combination of people, you know. Wayne Duncan on bass was extraordinary, and Gary Young on drums has like influenced drummers throughout the ages, and of course Ross Hannaford on guitar and was incredible too. So like luckily I fell in with those guys, you know.
Yeah, most certainly. Now with the tour that you're doing currently, the band, the Peaceniks, any names there we may know?
Well, they're mostly younger than me. Everyone's younger than me.
I know that feeling.
Yeah,
Ross.
we have a guy on guitar called James Ryan, who is just incredible. In fact, he's playing with Robbie Williams this week weekend in Melbourne. You know, because he's one of the best guitarists around. And on drums, we've got a guy called Peter Marin. He's fantastic. On bass, Tim Koenig, who's originally from Sydney, and on keyboard, Stuart Wilkinson. So we have a lineup where, you know, I play a big guitar as well, lineup where we can play everything that sounds great, you know, all the Mondo Rock stuff with keyboards in it. We've got that happening as well. So it's a rocking band.
Yeah. And do you still write? Do you still have the urge to write tunes?
Absolutely, yeah. I've got a bunch of songs waiting to be recorded and just trying to find the time to do that. It'll probably be sometime in June I'll get started on that.
Well, we look forward to that, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing you in Castlemaine. Good luck with the tour, and thanks very much for taking time to have a chat to us on the Wake Up Call this morning.
No worries. See you on 6th of May at the Theatre Royal in Castlemaine.
Yeah, great little venue, and it's going to be a rocking gig. Thanks, Ross.
Thank you.